This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jason Meyer of AgMarket.net for our Midday Market discussion. Jason, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, the grains today, Mark, are fighting back. We have some green on the screen on both corn and soybeans. Corn, we got some good news here. South Korea bought some cargoes of corn this morning. We had weekly ethanol report came out, and we had an all-time weekly record production. So we still have some great demand domestically for corn and beans. China's still buying beans, although Trump has some tariff thoughts against Iran. So definitely some positive today after we had that debacle on Monday here.
That was Jason Meyer with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 2.5 at 422.25. March soybeans up 8 cents at 10.46¾. March soybean meal up $1.60 at 293.20. March soybean oil down 5 cents at 51.15. Chicago wheat up 3.5 at 514. Minneapolis wheat up 2 cents at 568. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 cents at 523.5. March oats down 2¾ at 289. On the Merck, February live cattle down $1.95 at 235.30. January feeder cattle down 243 at 363.85. February lean hogs up $1.23 at 85.85. February pork cutout unchanged at 93.75. Class 3 milk unchanged at 14.77. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.